Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes. Just banging.
Speed demon.
With our Rangers insider here on your home of Texas Rangers baseball, 105.3 The Fan, the great Jared Sandler. Every night at 8:40 here on the Nosebleed Seats. Jared, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up? I had the Zoom in the background, and then I put it in the foreground. I look and I see Fabio.
Oh yeah,
your partner tonight.
You
don't often see Eric with his hair down.
No, so. You don't.
Getting loosey goosey tonight, boys. Letting the hair down. Just gonna go very free spirited on this hump night. Why not?
In what other ways are you free spirited tonight?
Oh, on and off the air, things are going to be really, really
free. Is Zach okay? He's talking to Zero about something, hitting the talk back button. I just want to make sure he's all right.
No, I'm fine.
I think he's talking about his own nipples.
We
right
were
now,
doing.
They're on
they're
freaking fire.
They're protruding. We were doing some producing
aggressive
on the fly.
Okay. All right. So I'll let you. I got two things. First of all, have either of you guys seen Breaking Bad?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Okay, and it's worth it because I just watched episode one earlier today.
Absolutely. I will tell you, I have heard some people say that they found season one a little slow. Just stick through it. It gets incredible.
The danger.
I've heard season one is a little slow, but it's worth the investment.
Holy crap. Sterling Daniels just walked into the building. He's doing TSN tonight. First thing Sterling does is just rip the shirt off, baby. I love it.
Dude, what a bleeder, dog.
God, he's the best.
Man, I thought Walchuck had the best nipples at the station. Here comes Sterling Daniels.
Yep, Sterling's overtaking
those
me.
Are strong.
Sterling Daniels, the star of Dan and San on The Fan, Saturdays 2 to 6, and this Sunday, a special 1 to 5 version.
What? We get 1 to 5, Dan and San?
Dan and San on The Fan, man.
Oh, heck yes. I can't wait for that Saturday and Sunday double dose. Yes.
Do you guys know what tagine is?
No.
I'm sorry?
Can we even say that?
Tagine is like a, you know when you get like elote, or like you have corn on the cob and there's that reddish orange
like chili powder or whatever. Yeah,
so that's called tagine.
Oh, okay,
so
very nice.
I learned that tonight because I had some corn on the cob that I made and was really excited to eat, and I thought, well, you know what? Why don't I throw some of that that stuff they put on at the restaurants on it? Looks like cayenne pepper. So I doused my corn in cayenne pepper.
No.
Oh, my God.
And if you know me, then you know I'm a really quick eater because I usually have to eat during commercial breaks. Like a lot of us, I think, have the ability to eat quickly. And so before I even was able to realize what I was putting in my mouth, basically like a beaver, the corn was gone. And within seconds, my mouth was on fire. So I wanted to prematurely nominate my mouth for biggest L of the week.
Okay.
And
all
my
right.
brain for biggest L of the week as well for being such a moron.
So I think the guy that had leeches get into his bathing suit, into his dong, and suck a bunch of blood out is probably going to be the biggest L. But
what
I got to be honest
hell?
With you, that's a strong one there. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm a moron. And if you are trying to replicate some of that awesome corn that you might get at an establishment, you want to do it at home, it is not cayenne pepper. That will make your mouth burn. And also, trying to make things better with Listerine or like mouthwash, also not the right solution.
God, you doubled down on your stupidity tonight, Jared.
Yeah, only amplifies the burn.
Oh, no.
Okay, what's your corn cob eating strategy? Do you go the usual horizontal? Do you go vertical?
Wow, I've never thought about doing it vertically.
One fail swoop, man.
I've never
eater,
heard of that either.
You've never watched Scooby-Doo?
Are you rotating while you go?
Never watched Scooby-Doo.
Do you just go, if this is the corn, I've got my phone, you go like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, you go directly in. So the gag
Wait,
reflex
do you bite the cob?
No. You just like you bite down on it, then you just
slide it. You slide it right in.
That might be the most bizarre way I've ever heard to eat corn.
Yeah, well, just for fast eaters, when you're in a pinch, Jared.
Okay, so what I do, my typical strategy is I take a big bite with the corn horizontally in front of my mouth in the middle, and then I kind of rotate. I take another bite, and then I reassess. I see where the uneaten spots are, and then I kind of fill in the gaps there, and I attack.
So many drops.
Oh, that's bold, man. That's bold.
Yeah, sometimes I split the corn in half. I rip it.
Oh, you're that strong,
And then
strong,
I attack it in halves as opposed to one long corn.
Wow. What a manimal. The testosterone.
This is fantastic. Yeah, we might need to update the intro a little bit.
Hey, okay, so we got to get to it because this Ranger stuff is pretty incredible.
Oh, it's exciting back. Now. We got some actual baseball to talk about.
Baseball's back.
Yeah, Eric's pumped, man. He was texting me all day about it.
Dude, seriously, it's been insane. I want to apologize for that, Jared. I know you're having a date day with your wife, and I was just bombarding.
I was working, baby.
Sending those pictures. And,
I was working, baby.
Just super excited. But any Ranger injury updates to give us here?
Yeah, so let's start with the good news. All of the guys who were hurt when camp was, I guess, ended prematurely, they're all good to go. So Jeff Mathis, not that I think like Rangers fans are too concerned about his injury. It was not significant. Jesse Chavez, he's good. Jose Trevino, he's good. And then Willie Calhoun. Willie's been good for about 2 months now. So, he's been good to go. Had the season played out as it typically does, he would have been ready, I'd say, late April. Joely Rodriguez is not good right now. He had a little bit of a lat issue when he was just executing his throwing program in Pennsylvania, and he is not expected to be ready for the new opening day, but hopefully shortly thereafter. And this is a little significant. Maybe not as much because you have the big rosters at first, 30 guys to start the season, but I think a lot of people, myself included, view Joely Rodriguez as maybe an underdog key part of this team, because last year this Rangers bullpen struggled to get lefties out, and that would be his role. And he's been good. He's been good at doing that in his career. Went to Asia after struggling a little bit in America, and then really started to figure things out. And they kind of view him as, I hate to say reclamation project, but one of these success stories, guy can't quite cut it at the big league level, goes to Asia, figures it out, comes back and succeeds, much like Chris Martin, except Joely Rodriguez's role would be in large part to get lefties out while also having the ability to get righties out, which, refresher for people, remember this year, you cannot take a guy out after just one batter unless it ends the inning. You've got to face a minimum of three batters, and so guys who can get lefties out while not totally struggling against righties, a little more significant.
Now, where else it comes to Texas Rangers baseball, Jared? I know you sent over some highlights that you wanted to get to with this as I try and pull this up on my handy-dandy phone.
Yeah, I got it. So let's start with this. I'll save you here.
Yeah, plans for spring training that's not in the spring? It's in the summer? So is it the summer training now, or what's going on?
Yeah, summer training. So the Rangers, and we sort of talked about this and suggested they might play it out this way, but we got confirmation today from John Daniels that they can take 60 guys to camp. They can basically recreate a 60-man roster, and there's a good chance that they take some guys who don't plan to use at the big league level this year. Guys like maybe a Josh Young, although he didn't mention any names, but that's the type of guy. I think like a highly coveted prospect who maybe they feel like within the confines of that routine and that structure would benefit, since there really isn't a whole lot going on for the non-big league candidate minor league guys. However, there is one wrinkle to this, and that is, and I'm not going to explain all of the details here, but if you put, let's say, a Josh Young on your 60-man squad, and all of a sudden there's a need, and you've got to add someone because you've got this injury and that injury or whatever, you cannot, like, if you have a minor league guy on there, you have to release the player. And so obviously one guy isn't going to make a big difference. However, you know, what would stop them from putting 10 guys would be that. You know, you don't want to get into a position where you've got to, you know, you have to create a roster spot by cutting a prospect. And you obviously never would, but you'd then have to chop off the wood somewhere else. And they just don't want to be in a compromised position. So there's going to be some interesting strategy to that. Another interesting piece of strategy, which we, you know, we really haven't talked about game management a ton, is, you know, how are you going to handle a guy who gets off to a bad start? In a 162-game season, typically you'll hear a manager say, hey, we need to give a guy a month or 100 at-bats. Well, in a 60-game season, what, you know, what's that bar?
And
how long do you ride a guy? And obviously it's different player to player, but that's going to be something they're going to consider. And also same with pitching. You know, how are you going to ride the bullpen guys? What are you going to do with the starters? You know, we kind of talked about this. There should be about an off day a week. Do they try a four-man rotation every once in a while? Are they going to skip the number five man's start when off days allow for it?
Would you recommend that?
I think it depends. I do think the Rangers, because we're not talking about young prospects likely in the rotation, I wouldn't mind doing it. If, you know, with Lance Lynn, I think he's a guy who would welcome it. I think with Corey Kluber coming off an injury, as long as he feels good, yes. I think Mike Minor's a guy who probably wouldn't benefit from that, to be honest with you, because I think Mike Minor's a guy who he's a thinker in a good way. But sometimes, you know, maybe that could turn out not favorably. And he's had a couple Tommy Johns, so why, you know, that's sure, really a big reason. But there are just going to be some really interesting strategic elements in play as far as decisions that will be likely made differently this year than they would in a normal year.
It's going to be very, very interesting how this all plays out. Now, Jared, one last note that I want to get to. Last night we talked about this in terms of we didn't know, you know, what the media access would be like. Did you find that out during your conference call today with John Daniels?
Yeah, I mean, for the broadcasters, not so much. For the writers, basically, you know, it's going to be limited. It's not going to be a free-for-all. And, you know, all interviews will be done over Zoom. And, you know, they're going to be workouts. They're going to have three groups of 20 during their spring training before they get into inner squads, which will take place starting around the second week. And, you know, there'll be a window during those workouts where people can, you know, by people, I mean media can go. And but, you know, it's not like there's going to be face-to-face in-person time with the players. And so that's going to be interesting, but that's just a part of what's going on. And obviously Major League Baseball's, you know, come down with a lot of rules, you know, much like we've seen, no spitting and high-fiving and stuff like that. You know, one thing that is interesting is it appears as of now that fans will be able to attend the games in Texas. And there was a tweet earlier, gosh, I forget, I don't want to discredit someone. One of the beat writers had a tweet that said their interpretation in talking with Rob Matwick, who is the executive vice president of business for the Rangers, is that the requirement of an open facility is not necessary, so we will be able to enjoy the fruits of a retractable roof in the dead of summer.
Awesome.
I think. Don't. I'm not going all in with my chips there, but I'll pay the blind. And I, you know, according to Rob Matwick, that's his interpretation. But they're obviously going to have conversations with, you know, the Governor Abbott and you know, the powers that be to make those determinations.
By the way, Jared, 469 and the 214 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text want to let you know that you are, I guess, an uncultured swine, as they are putting it, and it's not tagine, but it's tahine or tahine, which is that powder. Yeah, so I guess the tahine. J in there is actually like an H sound.
It's a South African thing. Jared, we'll do it again tomorrow. I'm counting down the minutes, the hours, and the seconds already, brother.
I'll work on sticking, you know, those corns, those Randall Cobbs.
The curdles.
We're going to work on those.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, the Cobbs.
Good luck with it. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.